Today, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projected a deficit of $368 billion for the current fiscal year. That's about $20 billion more than the CBO forecast just last fall, and it's likely to go higher still. In the coming weeks, the Bush administration will ask Congress for an additional $80 billion to cover military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has the story.
The CBO estimate of this year's deficit for the moment stands at $368 billion, tens of billions less than last year's deficit. But that's without the new appropriation for Iraq that's sure to get congressional approval next month. And that's just one cloud on the horizon, according to CBO Director Douglas Holtz-Aiken.
We're doing a little bit worse over the long term, and it's largely due to policy.
In other words, it's the spending decisions made by the White House and Congress that are driving up the budget deficits. As for the U.S. economy, it's growing nicely right now, and tax revenues are picking up. So neither of those factors can be blamed for the worsening deficits. One thing that is causing the government to borrow more and more money is the continuing military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The CBO director himself bumped up his own deficit projection today, even as he was releasing it to pencil-pushing reporters. Holtz-Aiken said he expects the real deficit to hit at least $400 billion this year.
An important question as a result is what is next? And that, quite frankly, will depend on the future of policy over which there's a great deal of uncertainty.
For example, President Bush's proposal to overhaul the Social Security program could cost somewhere between $1 and $2 trillion in transition costs. The push to make the temporary tax cuts from the first Bush term permanent could cost hundreds of billions of dollars more. And as for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, a senior Bush administration official said today that what you'll see in 2006 is what you're seeing in 2005, and future spending requests will depend on what's going on the ground. These proposals could cause the U.S. government to borrow far more cash over the coming decade, and that could get politically tricky for President Bush. The way deficits are mounting, it looks unlikely the president will meet his campaign promise of cutting the deficits in half over 5 years. Although just today, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan repeated that pledge.
By working with Congress to exercise responsible spending restraint, we got a plan to cut the deficit in half over the next 5 years. And we are on track to meet that goal.
But CBO Director Holtz-Aiken, who used to work in the Bush White House, said today that if the president manages to enact most of the policies he champions, permanent tax cuts, some tax reforms, and more global war on terrorism, he's not likely to meet that pledge. Of course, congressional Democrats are watching the numbers with hawk eyes. The ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee, Kent Conrad of North Dakota, told reporters today the president's pledge to cut the deficit was always something of a mirage.
The only way he got to cutting the deficit in half is he just left out things. He left out the war cost. He left out the money to fix the alternative minimum tax. He left out his additional tax cuts proposals. If you put everything in, it's very clear he's not cutting the deficit in half.
In the coming weeks, lawmakers will learn more about President Bush's proposals. He gives the annual State of the Union address on February 2nd, in which he'll outline his priorities. And shortly thereafter, he'll submit his budget proposal to Congress. But the CBO forecast makes clear that the budgeted spending is not the whole story. And today's deficit number may be more remarkable for what it doesn't include than for what it does. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.